Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast, the official podcast of jaysjournal.com and fansided.com, where we discuss all things Toronto Blue Jays baseball. We'll talk about news, rumors, and game recaps. So whether you're a diehard fan or just getting started with the team, this is the podcast for you. Here's your host, Craig Borden, with co-hosts Jason Lyons and me, Ken Alfred. You're listening to the Jay Bird Watching Podcast.
Blue Jays fans, and welcome back to Jay Bird Watching. As you might see, I am flying solo this evening. My friends, unfortunately, apparently still get to have New Year's Eve. They're celebrating Christmas breaks, all those kind of wonderful things. Happy, holidays. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm glad that Jason and Ken have something they can do with their families and everything this evening. And like I said, I just have to be free. So here I am to whatever venting I possibly can about Toronto Blue Jays baseball, because I don't know if anybody has been paying that much attention over the last few weeks or anything, but it is an horrible. There's not been a lot going on. The Blue Jays are very, very behind the ball on where they want to be this offseason. We had all the wonderful aspirations of doing everything right, and we were hearing great news. There was the whole Ohtani Plaingate thing. Things were heading in the Toronto Blue Jays direction. But here we are, how many weeks later? Not much has happened. We are getting guys that returned. Great. We are getting weird, horrible cast offs from another team that I'm hoping produce better. But for anybody that's been following the show as long as they have been, I think you would all know that I wasn't terribly happy about Kevin Kiermaier last season coming to the Blue Jays. I was just wishing that the bar was higher. I've been once again proven completely wrong here. That everything goes. We can replace that whole idea of Kevin Kiermaier being the issue in my, wonderful, whatever you want. Because now we have spent a ton of money on a Yankees cast off that Yankees fans were very upset with. And Isaac Afflefa. And ISK was not exactly the free agent signing that the Toronto Blue Jays were looking for. But at the end of the day, Isaac Afflefa is a race of four candidate. At least that's what all Toronto Blue Jays fans and everybody. It's a very underwhelming move. But to that point, there is something here, because the Blue Jays did get somebody to come in and be a good backup player. Catch being in that, Blue Jays fans. We already have a lot of this exact player. IKF is basically the equivalent of what we have in Davis Schneider, Kevin Biggio, Santiago Espinal. List, name, so on and so forth. There is nothing new here to write home about. So how did we get here is the first question. Okay, great. We're ready to throw a giant, crazy amount of money on Shohei Ohtani to get him to come north of the border and play baseball on both sides. But here we are. That obviously played out to the Dodgers' favor, and here we are in that fashion. The next big chip to fall is supposedly going to be the Blue Jays being the front runners for Cody Bellinger, a wonderful, amazing, highly touted, very costly bat that could have came to the Toronto Blue Jays, a left-handed power hitter, something we've been all screaming for. At this point, it feels like somebody to come in and just mash on that side of the plane, destroy right pitchers. But we didn't get that. So now we're down into the top 10 free agents, which Blue Jays fans, I know it feels funny. We've been spoiled a little bit over the last few years because we have been able to get some big free agent over the last few years. Look at Kevin Gossman. Look at Hyunjin Ryu, George Springer. Just keep going. There's plenty of them. So the Blue Jays were ready to shell out money is the biggest catch here in this whole thing. So where does the money go? Apparently, $15 million worth of it goes to Isaiah Kina for life. But Blue Jays fans know him from being a catcher slash shortstop for the Texas Rangers. He also played this past year in every infield position humanly possible for the New York Yankees. And we all know how well that team unfortunately did this year. It wasn't because IKF was lighting the world on fire. But to that point, we have another guy here that is in that first off the bench mentality that does give them flexibility, especially if you're not bringing somebody back like Matt Chapman. We all know our loving the idea that Matt Chapman could come back, but we all do know very well that that will be a very costly endeavor to bring back Matt Chapman to Toronto Blue Jays Blue. Is it worth it? Would be the first catch. We have options, like I mentioned. You could play Davis Schneider at third base. You could play Kevin Biggio. And those were the two major league ready internal options. But we have two good prospects. I mean, power hitter, crazy power hitter in the minor leagues, Aurelvis Martinez. So there's one option. We also have set spring training on fire last year. Why isn't Addison Barger coming up to this team? Addison Barger also finally found it after having a season of injuries and whatnot leading up to that part of the Toronto Blue Jays offseason, or midseason, I would say. So in the midst of that, what do? You want to hurry up and bring somebody in to help this team. So what they throw at the wall here is putting IKF in that equation as well. Now is another major league ready guy that could come in and help the Toronto Blue Jays. Key word on that whole thing is you still don't know what you're really going to get from him. $15 million for 2 years. That's in that ballpark of hoping something sticks. Baseball terms, that's not a ton of money when you're talking a guy that is major league ready. But if you look at the stat sheet, there is nothing that jumps off of the sheet for it. He is literally barely above replacement. So wins above replacement measure. The boil everything down, whole calculating math number in baseball analytics. He has a 0.1. So that was 242 batting average, 6 home runs, 39 runs scored, and 37 RBIs last year for the Yankees. And like I said, that was a good amount of games. That wasn't just him showing up. That was in 111 games, 396 plate appearances. So it was enough to do some damage in there. To that point, out of those hits, he did get 18 doubles. So maybe there's something there. Also stole 14 bases. Maybe one of those guys that finds it, it's younger. I don't know. You have no idea. It's the roll of the dice candidate, right? He'll be 29 by the time Major League Baseball season starts. Right side of the coin, just like we were talking about with Biggio and Espinal. Young still can have a lot of upside, but are they going to have more upside than him? I don't know. But I just don't like that. If this is the only move that we get this offseason, it is going to be really rough because IKF is not the guy that's raising this to a playoff caliber team all of a sudden overnight, which is what the Blue Jays need. They need that high impact player. And I'm not saying it has to be high paid free agent prospect. It doesn't need to be that. They need to find somebody to be a catalyst in this lineup. And hoping for everything to go back to normal cannot be what the Toronto Blue Jays go into the spring training like. If they go into spring training just hoping Vladdy pops up to be Vladdy, Bobichette continues to be Bobichette, maybe Alek Manoah comes back and does Alek Manoah things. This team is not going to be a playoff team any more than what we've seen over the last few years, my personal opinion. Have I been wrong before? Yes, I have been wrong before. That's why I'm a podcast host, not just a baseball writer playing with MajorLeagueBaseball.com kind of money. So in the midst of that, like I said, how do they short-term get better? They have to find some way to get clever with what's going on left in Major League Baseball's free agent pool, or with a trade with a fellow team. And we've talked about a few things on this podcast before. Maybe you reach out to the Brewers who are clearly in a sell mode. Maybe there's a way you can get somebody that is being paid highly on that roster somewhere in the Christian Yelich ballpark. The rumor has come up that he might be available. Maybe that's where something goes. We already know that Corbin Burnes is available. Maybe there's a way to package a shit ton of money for them to rebuild with and really core around that prospect capital that they have. And that Blue Jays obviously get the win now talent that we need in this outfield, batting order, pitching rotation, everything. The one thing the Blue Jays feel legit have going on is right now they have four of the best returning starters in Major League Baseball. And Jose Berríos, Kevin Gausman, Chris Bassett. It's those three right there is enough. So, and then the fact that we get what we get when we got rookies like Ricky Tiedemann that could come in too and whatnot, it is insane what high end talent we could have in this pitching rotation. But to that point, where is the next piece to it? Who knows? Right, that we don't know where it's going to go. But to that point, we need bullpen help too. So maybe this outside looking in piece from Alek Manoah becomes the bullpen arm that we need in the midst of losing somebody like Jordan Hicks, who isn't currently re-signed with anybody. Maybe that happens too. And we all are very fortunate to have a guy to get from 107 out of the bullpen. Yes, look it up. That was one of the fastest pitches in all of Major League Baseball last year with Jordan Hicks. And it was slightly obnoxious. I remember watching that live and I kind of did that, whoa, that just happened. Am I sure? Did I read the digits wrong? I have no idea. But to that point, I wasn't full of shit, and it actually legit happened. You can look that up on the fastest pitches of Major League Baseball this year on Pitch Ninja. That's one of the wonderful videos they've been doing over the holiday season here. So, back to IKF. Not really raising the floor. So where do the Blue Jays go? I think they need to start really seriously ringing and burning up the phone lines on a guy named Rhys Hoskins. And I point out that our friends over at jaysjournal.com, who we're the official podcast for, Mike Fisher just put a wonderful article together on the website that was talking about why this probably should be a good move for the Toronto Blue Jays. And the fact is, Hoskins didn't want to leave Philly, I don't think. He really was going to be happy there. He was looking very good. The Phillies have unfortunately found out that Bryce Harper's arm didn't hold up. He had Tommy John surgery, and he ended up having to play first base all at the end of last season, which honestly, it was one of the many reasons they were, World Series team last year. But obviously, Rhys Hoskins, who is now healthy, cannot be that guy going forward for the Philadelphia Phillies. They also have guys that are already rotating through that DH spot, and it's just not going to happen. It doesn't look like to be in the cards. There's some other people that are already lining up for Hoskins because he is a crazy power bat. This is a guy that is still on the young side. Could be Kyle Schwarber. You gotta love that kind of talent, And that, to mention putting him in that, onslaught of Bo, Vladdy, and everybody else, it's gonna make things interesting. And he can play a couple of positions. He plays outfield, and then he can play DH too. So there's enough there to help balance the lineup, especially if you look at this IKF move as what the Blue Jays are trying to do in the fashion of not getting Cody Bellinger, not getting Shohei Ohtani. These are the kind of moves you make to be able to fill in the blanks. You get Rhys Hoskins. He can play the corner outfield spots and spell Springer for a day, Varsho in center.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whatever it might be to move everybody around and get that piece. And I say that again, I mentioned that wrong. You don't want Hoskins on center field, but you could get him moving Varsho around from left to center and all those kind of things. But the big thing is you have a bat that can hit 30 home runs in this lineup. Because just to put this on the bat, I got a baseball card for you. This is a career 342 hitter, but he's been playing in a lot of big National League ballparks over the years. And as far as things go, He's just 30. He'll be 31 by opening day. But projected for this season is about, I'd say, his career average, but this can't be. If he's healthy, he's not going to have to do just this season. Because it's only saying that he make in the current projection stuff that he only make it into where I lost it. Half of the games this year. If Rhys Hoskins is healthy, he's going to play in more games than that. Because before these, every season he's been healthy, he's played 100 games easy. And the last season he was fully healthy in 2022. He had 30 home runs, 79 RBIs. That's what the Blue Jays need. That's the sixth guy that can just mash. Taking his lineup spot where we were hoping to get that April production that we got from Matt Chapman with Rhys Hoskins is a better trade-off to throw more in a personal opinion. So there's the first thing that you could get. This is a guy that, funny enough, actually was in the Rookie of the Year conversation back in 2017. There were just a few other people in that conversation as far as who beat him out for that. Jose Altuve, National League that year, Cody Bellinger, who won it. Paul DeJong, which is funny because Blue Jays fans got to see Paul DeJong last season. He couldn't hit his way out of a brown paper bag. And then masher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Josh Bell. So those are the guys that beat him out for the rookie year in 2017. But Rhys Hoskins is a hell of a bat. And the Blue Jays, I really seriously think, need to look into and fills a couple of the boxes and gets them to a better lineup. And maybe in the American League East ballpark, those 30 home runs go a little bit crazier. The other guy that the Blue Jays have been linked with, and this one I'm not as excited about because I know on the stat sheet it looks very similar to Rhys Hoskins, but it's a difference in continued upside. I think Rhys Hoskins being injured last year actually helps him a little bit because he can come back and has some more fuel in the tank. Meanwhile, Jock Peterson, I'm just shocked that he does what he does still. He's got a lot of swing and miss in his ball game where I feel like that Hoskins at least makes a little bit more contact. So that being said, if you look at the stat sheet and where the projections are for Jack Peterson, it's very similar to Rhys Hoskins. Just the difference in left-handed bat or right-handed bat. Also a guy that was a former Rookie of the Year candidate, all-star twice, home run derby masher. But I've worked actually just the home run derby guy at this point in his career, and I think the Blue Jays spend money on him. It's not going to be the guy we got in 2020 with an all-star when he was playing with the Giants in his first years where he batted 274, had 23 home runs and 70 RBIs. I think you're going to get the guy more like last year. He bats 235, 15 home runs. And at that point, I would have rather just bought Randall Grichuk back because at least he's going to play good defense. But that's the kind of crazy that you're dealing with here. And where the Blue Jays are currently sitting in the free agent pool, it's just not as full as it was. There's enough signings. I really think the Blue Jays are looking to get better and they're not looking at somebody like Rhys Hoskins or even just finally reconvincing Cody Bellinger to come back. But I think the Cody Bellinger thing with the recent moves with Double K and Kiner Falefa, I think that ship might have been sailed. And I don't think it's going to happen. And that's not because of money. I'm assuming there's no mutual interest there for the Toronto Blue Jays and Cody Bellinger wanting to come play up north of the border. Would have been good for baseball. Just happy that guy for a minute. But where do they go now if you can't go anywhere on the free agency? Free agency is, like I said, pretty thin. You're really getting into some of the bottom of the barrel guys. So where do the Blue Jays get clever? They are currently one of the better ranked minor league systems in baseball. They're in the top 10. I don't know how that happened, but Baseball America released their recent minor league rankings, and the Blue Jays actually finished pretty well on that list compared to the last few years. A lot of that is top prospect Ricky Tiedemann and how he's been performing. The question is, will the Blue Jays trade Tiedemann right now? My guess is he needs to stay on this team because he is such a possible contributor to where things could go and eventual future. Obviously, we know that Bassett and company aren't going to be here forever. They're on good contracts, but Tiedemann, you have locked up solid as long as you don't lock the boat or have some weird, crazy thing happen or whatever's going on in Manoa land. So what else could they be doing? The trade rumors are starting to swirl a lot more in Major League Baseball over the last few weeks. And there might be some guys that are around that might be able to do that. I really think that's where the Blue Jays are going to be able to stripe and steal somebody that they need that will, help this team out and win now. So if that's the case, I really think that's the big splash that they make. There is one other possibility that they do, and this could bolster the pitching rotation or possibly the bullpen, depending on upside and value and when the guy can actually make it to the major leagues. And as the Blue Jays have been linked to Yariel Rodriguez, who, you know, Cuban, like a very good player. he is approaching 30. That would be the catch, but that is a, you know, the proper side of things for a guy that's about the peak of his prime. He'll be 27, which is on the younger side for all the guys that are available in the free agents market. So he played with the Japanese, the Chinshu Dragons, I think, last year. 76 in, or 54 innings, but unhittable is the best way of saying it. 1.15 ERA in that time frame, and his opposing batting average and whip were 0.915. So that's the guy that's not allowing guys free passes in those innings. Those are guys that are not letting anything else. He's supposedly a starter. My guess is if the Blue Jays pay him, that he would have, he has a major league ready arm pop. So maybe he ends up in the bullpen. And then the following season, he ends up being a Toronto Blue Jay pitching rotation candidate. So it will be very, very, very interesting to see if he actually is coming from the Japanese Baseball League to Toronto or to any other major league baseball player for that point. But the Blue Jays have been heavily pursuing this young man, and hopefully they figure something out, because I do think that he would be a one area on the top, especially if we don't get somebody like Jordan Hicks back, like that we were mentioning a few moments ago. He's been added recently to the Major League Baseball top 20 or top 50 free agents list, and to that point, everybody else is starting to fall off it. You have no more Lourdes Gurriel, you have no more Sonny Gray. Oscar Hernandez is still hanging around, ironically. Maybe that's still a chance for the Blue Jays, but I think the longer that that keeps going on, the less likely it's going to happen. It's been eerily quiet on the Teoscar front. And it's, I pulled a baseball card to Oscars the other day. I was really hoping that was an omen. I haven't seen anything up to this point, so it is what it is. But there's just not a lot of guys left, unless you're going to all of a sudden throw a brick of money at some guys that I was there in the over-the-hill ballpark, possibly, or approaching it with J.D. Martinez. I would love to see Joey Votto back just as much as anybody else, because that's the other left-handed bat that we could be having in the situation, too. But it doesn't give you as much flexibility as some of these other guys on the bench that we were talking about a moment ago. Jordan Montgomery is still available. Who else? And obviously, we could be bringing in Matt Chapman, Stroman, Jorge Soler. A big monster fish that nobody seems to be talking about is the fact that Josh Hader is still a Major League Baseball free agent. But like I said, there is just enough stuff going on that I'm still thinking that they're not going to get that splash that they were hoping out of that market, and it's going to have to be a trade. Where those trades go, I have no idea. There's a wonderful whole website that's dedicated to those trade rumors, MLBtraderumors.com. So if you're looking for something, but that would be where things are going. And if you were to talk to others, it's like, okay, I don't see the Blue Jays going after Dylan Cease and trading the White Sox the pile of, you know, prospects they're looking to get in return. Everything else is kind of flowed around. I thought it was really funny that Frankie Montas actually signed with the Reds the other day. Lucas Giolito's off the board. That was a nice sign for the Red Sox. At least a rehab project on that whole thing. I still think Giolito still got some tank. But we'll see. Those are where the Blue Jays are currently. And Blue Jays fans, if you're listening, and I see you plenty in and out and on TikTok, Twitter, all over the place here, please talk to me if you have questions. Put them in the chats. We can talk some other things out here, because, like I said, by myself, I have something else fun to chit-chat about. And we aren't quite to the B-roll yet here, where we're going to have the Guess That Blue Jays contest going here in the near future to see where we can go with that and have some fun. I don't want to pull out the baseball cards. That's the Friday night thing here on the show. So I got a box coming to go through Toronto Blue Jays baseball cards, or I got the whole box over here that, like I said, there's a bunch of my dad's old cards that I just happened to stumble across again. We found some really cool stuff here with Terry Pocket's rookie card and I forget Bo Jackson. So then I ended up in that same pile of stuff because I finally got pulled a million things over from my parents' house, even though I'm almost 40. I just forgot all the stuff was in their basement. Check that out. Who's in Batista? And helped me find that the other day. And I'm like, I gotta find a place for that on my wall. Put it up with everything else in the man cave in the back room. But at that point, cool stuff. So, right, we got the that Blue Jays tournament coming with Jay's Journal guys, the Walk Off Podcast. We got the Looney Hot Dog guys and some others that are going to be joining that contest as we come back forth here for a few weeks as we approach spring training. Obviously, there'll be plenty of news and whatnot too. But other than that, you can have a few fun, have a few beers, enjoy some Toronto Blue Jays baseball eventually. But we'll see where that goes and have fun. But Blue Jays fans, thank you very much for tuning in. If nobody's got anything else they want to talk about, I'm waiting. All right. So seeing I have no new news or anything, like I said, on the Blue Jays front, I want to just make sure that you all are in the understanding that I'm more than happy to be here. We are the Toronto Blue Jays official podcast of fansign.com, part of James and Jays Journal.com. Obviously, we're here on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, this thing, that thing, wherever you can get on here, live streaming from. And don't forget, the podcast itself can be found wherever you get any of your podcasting pleasures from, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, whatever it might be. We are there. We are here to talk. We are the barroom chat for Blue Jays fans. So make sure you chat with us. I was happy to talk with many of you during the little preview I did on TikTok. So thank you very much for chit-chat. And we'll be talking soon. Until then, Blue Jays fans, hope you have a wonderful evening. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon. And I guess I'm going to do this by myself tonight. Woo! Let's go, Blue Jays.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money.